It was a devastating blow to both areas. We took a lot of flack as public representatives, and I suppose rightly so, because it was a political decision. I know it's not the ideal solution. We'd still love to see the army in Rock Hill House and in Lifford, but this really would go a long way to easing a bit of that huge pain that was got. The downside we've had so far is that vandalism has taken place within the Rock Hill Barracks. We have a commitment now from the Army Forces, the Department of Defence, that security is going to be increased at the house until we would reach an agreement with them, and obviously then that onus would fall very much on us. And really, Donald, time's probably passed a bit, but securing Rock Hill House and securing it in a good and fit state that we can pass it on to many generations to come is really what this whole fight was about.
And the real nightmare scenario would be that Rock Hill House effectively become lost in a limbo while discussions are protracted, and eventually what happens is it falls into disrepair and it becomes useless to anybody.
That is correct, and there's an onus on us all to make sure that whatever negotiations that's going forward now be done as quickly and as positively as possible. And once we take ownership of that house, we have to leave it and make sure that it's in a state that's going to fit on for generations to come. It's a beautiful architecture. It's got a fantastic history. It's a list of building, and far too many houses like it and properties like it were lost on it. And there's no way, I think, we'd be forgiven if anything was to happen to Rock Hill House.